What is going on, everybody? Welcome back to Auto Transport Intel. It is Thursday. It is time for Dispatching Live. We're going to check the load boards. We're going to give advice. We're going to talk about dispatchers working for carriers. Whether you are already a dispatcher, you're researching dispatching, you're the family member of a carrier, maybe you're an owner and you want to know what goes into this, or maybe, just maybe, you would love it if a higher up really understood what happened in the sausage making process of dispatching for auto transporters off of load boards. That's what we do here. That's what we're here to do. We want to help you. We want to give you information. We have infotainment. It happens every Thursday on Dispatching Live. Now, I was off last week. That's okay. We're going to make up for it, hopefully. So we're going to find out what we're doing today. But before we do that, I just want to ask you a favor. Go ahead. Do me a favor. After you leave a like, thank you so much, you can click copy. You click share. You grab the YouTube link. You text it, email it, share it on social media, send it to a friend. Think of it as a life preserver that you are sending to somebody. There's 90 minutes. This is a 90-minute live show, and we're going to be live, so join the live chat. Say hello in the live chat. Also remember, let's say you don't know what is going on. I get emails every week. Go to autotransportintel.com, click on sign up, become an ATI insider, and get your free first talk with Ty. You could end up on a car shipping roundtable one of these days. Maybe you want to talk about growing your business or networking live. Get on the email blast. Let us know how we can help. And please do go ahead, jump into the live chat. Ooh, look at everybody jumping in that live chat. Let's do this. Let's see what's going on with Sue. Hey, Sue, can you see me and hear me?
Hey, what's up? I can. Can you hear me?
I can hear you and I can see. Wow, we're going to jump right in. We're looking at the new, the brand new, the super special, the incredible Oni, Super Central.
Central.
What are we doing? What is what we got here? Is it super?
Well, I was pulling up a page. Yeah, this is Central Dispatch. This is our new look. They did make some changes that I asked them to do, but not everything. So one of my biggest complaints was, it doesn't tell you how many miles it is from Atlanta. And I don't know what's going on with this one, because if you look up here, it shows it up here. It says 17.7 miles northeast of Atlanta. So they did change that. So I did the drop down because, you know, you have to drop down for everything, which is also, it doesn't make sense. But anyways, if you look on this, usually it tells you your weight and dimensions. Now, this has never worked perfectly anyways on Central Dispatch. You know, sometimes you get the dimensions and the weight and sometimes you don't. So I'm not too, you know, flabbergasted by that part of it. They still didn't change, because one of my biggest pet peeves is that they need to put on there whether they're Eastern Standard Time, Mountain Standard Time, Pacific, because you can call these people and you may be calling them while they're still asleep at 5 o'clock in the morning. I asked them to change that. I mean, you can look at the phone. If you're used to doing this, you can look at a phone number and decipher where they're at. I know 954 is Florida, but most people don't know that unless they've been doing this for a really long time. So it definitely needs to be one of the things up there. Also, let's see. What else have they really done? I mean, let's look at another load, because I don't really like that company and their stuff is usually screwed up anyway. So let's look someplace else here.
Ouch. Hey, I do want to point out, let's go to camera one. I want to do this. I want to give you a big applause. Listen, Sue, I just want to go ahead and go up for me for a second, because I want to focus on this for a second. Okay. I'm going to give you the credit because I want to do that. But you are absolutely correct that 17.7 miles northeast of Atlanta, that was not there, was it?
No, it was. No.
And that
they didn't put it on there until I started complaining. Yeah.
I don't know how to explain how important that information is. Sue, why is that so darn dang important?
Well, because when you're sitting there booking loads, and say, we always put in the zip code where the driver's going to be dropping at or where they're coming out of, shall we say. So I want to know, when I look at loads, how far away that is from where he's at, where he's you know, dropping his last car or whatever. So say he was dropping in Atlanta and I put a zip code in there, then it's going to tell me that's about, now don't, still it's going to be more than what they've got on there, but you can round it up. You're saying probably 20, 25 miles northeast of Atlanta. That way you kind of know, especially in Atlanta, Atlanta traffic is horrendous. And there's certain areas and certain times of the day you don't want to be there. So say if your driver was in rush hour traffic, 5 o'clock in the afternoon, God forbid you're doing this, but it does happen. You see that it's 17.7 miles northeast of Atlanta. Well, that 17.7 miles at 5 o'clock in the afternoon is going to be probably an hour to hour and a half to get there. So if they're going to close at five, you know, you're not making it. So you don't want that load. It also makes a difference that if you're like, you know, you're not just always picking one car, you may be picking up seven, three, whatever. This lets you help. Like if you're looking at multiple loads, let's kind of go down here and I'll kind of show you what I mean. If you're looking for loads and you've got your driver in a certain place, so you can look and say, okay, so this guy's load is 17.7 miles northeast. Here's one in Austell that says it's 11.7 miles west. So you know that your driver would have to go to the west and then back up northeast. So you're looking for places that are close to each other so that you're not driving all over the place, especially in heavily trafficked areas. So it looks like this guy has two here. If you look, he's got one in Austell and one in Ellenwood. So you know that Austell is west. You know that Ellenwood is southeast. Doesn't mean they're together, but it lets you kind of know the area that you're looking in. Both of these, by the way, are Coparts. So that's an issue in itself. But this helps you keep track of, you know, where your driver is at. And then you start plugging in your zip codes and stuff into your Google Maps so that you can figure it out. Now, let's see if they did what I asked them to do about the view of the route. I haven't checked
that. I was just going to ask you that. Wow. That is wild.
I'm psychic like that.
Yeah, you are.
So let's look. So now so this is nice. So it takes you directly to a Google Map without you pulling up a Google Map.
Oh, thank God.
Now let's look and see. No more crappy maps. Yeah. But now let's see if we pick these three loads. This is what I really wanted them to do. If we pick those three loads now, let's see what it does to the map. Like, will it really show you? Oh God.
What is the... I keep thinking there's like
a... It looks like a nuke's going off right there, right?
It looks like a nuke warning. My God, I thought I was just booking cars. I didn't know we were going to get nuked today.
Okay, so I guess you got to blow it up. So I guess these would be the loads, right? I mean, let me click on it here.
Right.
F means what?
You are effed. It's part of the nuke program. Yeah, who built this? Yes. Dr. Strangelove?
Okay, so there's the Mercury one right there. Here's a different one, not one we asked for. What's that one? Not one we asked for either.
I just want to straight up apologize. Dispatching Live is full of apologies, so I'm just apologizing. In general, yes. I'm leaving it vague. I don't want to get in trouble. I'm just apologizing.
So this listing
is no longer available. That's cool. That's neat. That's new. I've never seen that.
Oh, they took one out of it. Okay.
Yeah, but that's cool. Well, there's like, hey, you can't have this anymore. That's cool. Okay.
So I put these three in here that I chose.
Setting that aside, you didn't get your map though, did you? Or did you?
No, I didn't. And I didn't pick all those loads either. So that's interesting.
What is F? Oh. Don't get me started again.
So how do we get back?
While Sue is figuring out how to get back to the original.
Just so everybody knows, I haven't been using this either. So
right, exactly.
we're practicing.
All right, live chat question.
I checked to see what they had changed, but
how many dispatchers are actually using the new look voluntarily?
Yeah. Oh, you know, the funny part is all my girls are like, Do we have to use this? I said, no, you see that tab that says return to the old search? Just click that.
Right. There should be like arrows. Return. No, but I want to say this. Hey, I just again want to say thank you so very much for adding that, because it's that 17.7 northeast of Atlanta set. That is the heart of logistics. Don't cut the heart out.
Yeah.
It's the heart.
Yeah.
I mean, we got to know exactly what we're talking about. We can't just say, yeah, hey, I booked you three in Georgia, or I booked you three in Atlanta. What do you mean you booked three in Atlanta? Where? I don't know, but it says Atlanta. Good to go. Packing it up. I'm going swimming.
Well, just so you know, I just pressed refresh and it didn't do anything. Then I pressed back and it totally took me out of what I was looking at. So that sucks.
And that's the default screen madness. You gotta, defaults gotta be like smart. We need to, can we get some smart default up in here?
So the other thing is too, you have to go in and you're going to have to change your defaults, because like it's putting it for the last 2 hours. It's not putting it on the top. I don't think they're saving it. That's my other complaint. I guess they didn't think that was as important. To me, it's really important that we don't have to constantly go in and change these every time you go to pull up a load, because who wants to do that? Because let's do this. Let's duplicate this page and see if it saves what we just did. I bet it doesn't. If it does, awesome. Oh, it did. Holy crap.
Really?
Also, hush. But the automatic refresh is still working.
Ooh.
Just so everybody knows.
Okay. Shh.
Don't know. Yes. You did not hear that from me. I am not using it. No, I'm not. But it is working.
How many?
So,
there we go. How many dispatchers know about this hush?
Super refresh.
I don't even know how to talk about it.
Yeah, I know, because they don't want us to use it, so I try
know.
Not to.
And I've got, I don't know how many times. I mean, it used to be a big thing. Getting busted was always a thing. Do you guys, is getting busted still a thing?
Yeah, I mean, I every once in a while, what happens if I forget to shut it off when I leave at night? And sometime in the middle of the night, it shuts it off.
But
next morning, it's all back on because they turn it back on. But
have you ever walked in and your screens all say you've been busted and you can't do it, right? And you're like, God, I've got to work.
Well, I've never had it happen when I come in the morning. What happens is it'll happen like in the evening, like 5-6 o'clock, if I'm doing multiple pages and I'm refreshing all of them like that. Usually about 5-6 o'clock, if it's doing it enough, I'll get a notice and all of a sudden my pages are like going off. Saying you're suspended for 24 hours. But the funny part is this. I use my own page for that. I don't use the driver's. So all I have to do is go into one of the driver's accounts, and I'm still back on. Either way, I'm
exactly. And that's one of the other reasons why, as a dispatcher, you have to have more than one driver in case you get busted.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah. true. And also, if you got busted, here's the bad part. If you were in one of the driver's accounts and you get busted, then you can't accept or take loads either. So you have to be very careful on how you use this.
Absolutely. There's no doubt. There's no doubt about it. When you get busted, it's a problem.
And like I said, it doesn't usually happen to me during the day. It's at 5 o'clock or after usually when I get busted. If I get busted, I haven't been busted in a while. Believe it or not.
And I think you're absolutely. So let's get into the details of getting busted. Just since we're still here. One more opportunity. Now, when you get busted, is it usually because you didn't use the variable random rate or you had the window too tight?
I always use 2 minutes. I don't go less than that, because let's say I usually have like anywhere between 10 to 20 pages up. And I notice if the more pages I have up and the more super
the
refresh I'm doing,
that's
when it really comes into play.
Right.
Yes. Yeah. Right. So if you're going to do it, just make sure that you keep it on 2 minutes. Don't go any less than that. Because, it goes as much as, here, I'll show you. You can do 5 seconds, 15 seconds. If you were using any of these, you're going to be busted. Like, shh, it's done deal. I've been busted not using this, just refreshing so often, because you know when you're looking for low to end, there's nothing on the board. You and you're in a hot spot. Like if low comes up, it's gone. You're refreshing like doom 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 doom. Right. I mean, I usually can't even, my internet is so slow, it can't catch up with the 5 seconds. I've actually,
that's right.
Why I give it at 2 minutes.
I have actually, I've been so wound up about a route where I'm refreshing faster than the super.
Your situation. Internet can keep up.
Yeah, exactly.
And then and it when kinda, they see that, it's automatically their computers kick in and they think you're using a, using like a refresh tool. And because I mean, literally, I've been shut off because I was just doing that and I wasn't even using a refresh tool. That happened in the very beginning. And I think I called them up and complained and said, I'm not using a refresh tool. And they, of course, didn't answer the phone.
Oh, my God. That is so funny. So you called. Shocked. Listen, hey, I know this is weird. I'm calling you, but I'm not juicing. Okay. Like, I know it looks like I'm juicing. Be like the gold medalist calling the Olympic committee. I know it looks like I'm juicing the way I swim, but I'm actually not. I really just swim that fast. I'm like, no, you're juicing.
But yeah, so basically what happens is if this happens, you're shut down for 24 hours, but it's really not 24 hours. It's really weird because they'll shut me off at 5 o'clock. And guess what? The next morning I walk in at 8 and it's back on. So I don't know why they say 24 hours. It's probably because this is what I think happens. It's all computer. So probably at midnight, it flips over and turns you back on, would be my guess.
I believe that's true. It goes into the next date. And you're right. I didn't walk in the morning. I probably came back in after, I don't know, a late afternoon snack. I used to go for walks and then work like a final shift in the evening, get everything out. And that's probably when I got busted.
Yeah.
What do you...
Yeah. I think it happens.
I want to ask this question, because I think this is what could be on everybody's minds. What is the thought process behind getting busted? If we talk about it, if more people talk about it, is the chance of getting busted going to go up? Or is there some point in time where somebody says, you know, what is this? Why are we busting people?
I think their theory on busting people is they think it's an unfair advantage, maybe, to get a load. But aren't there people out here using like some kind of sniper tool that grabs loads before they even? I mean, haven't we talked about that before? That there's something out there that you can use that is not an auto refresh that snipes the loads.
No, you're absolutely right. And I've heard about this. I don't know anybody doing it. I have no information on the sniping tool other than. I guess we've talked about it, and I feel like somebody.
Yeah, we have.
I feel like somebody emailed me or something and said, "Hey, do you know about? We know about something even better than Super Refresh." So yeah, how do you snipe a? Let's talk about how do you snipe a load with a hacker? What is that?
I don't know. I'm assuming what they're doing is way we had taken it was. Somehow they've got access to it before we even see it, and they're grabbing the load as it's literally being put on. But I don't know how you could do that.
Like a database grabber?
You see what I'm saying? Where they're grabbing the load before anybody else. Yeah, somehow or another, they're grabbing the load. I mean, somebody, I don't know. I mean,
we're going to get a text. Somebody's going to be like, how do I download this database grabber? Right?
Yes, I don't know.
Where do I... Is that databasegrabber.com? So, yeah, it makes and that's the thing. There's always another juice, right? So, Super Duper Refresh makes Database Grabber look pretty tame.
Exactly. And I don't really, I mean, big whoop-de-doo that we've got something on there that refreshes it for us and us instead of us pushing a button. I mean, I don't understand why that's such a bad thing.
It's
Did it
funny.
Screw up maybe their thing or something?
Well, I think it gets into the extra additional charge for load notifications. But that is pure speculation. That's what I personally, that's what I would think. But it's not
I'm
like
curious about how many people use that.
Well,
use load notifications.
I think it's a speculation live again. I think it's a lot. Because if you have a, if you're a driver and you don't want to hire a dispatcher, take the money you spend on a dispatcher and throw it into load notifications, and now your bill, I don't know if it's $1,000 a month or whatever it is, but you're adding to the coffers. And so by using Robo Refresh, maybe that's what we should call it from now on. Because by the way, even if you get the load fast, you don't have Robo Negotiator. It doesn't. You don't have the load. You just saw it faster.
Yeah.
But anyways.
Hang on for me.
Oh, there she goes. Let's go into the live chat. Sue's doing business. Renee asks, if a customer canceled a load from Central Dispatch because the broker lied to them, how dare you? Really, Renee? If a customer canceled the load from Central Dispatch because the broker lied to them, can they cancel the load and go directly through the carrier? Interesting question, Renee, and we're going to get Sue's take on this, but I have a feeling that somewhere in the broker's contract, they're going to imply that that's not good or ethical. And here's the thing is, I know when I talk, I hate, when I put on my dispatcher hat, it sounds like I hate brokers. I don't. But as a dispatcher, you are literally in the wrestling ring with brokers, and it is a wrestling ring.
Right.
Then you start to feel like there's an advantage in one way or another. Sue, what do you think on this? If a customer cancels a load from Central Dispatch, that'd be the shipper, right? The shipper cancels the load that they had. Okay, let's go through this. Let's dissect this. The shipper talks to a broker, and the broker posts the load on Central. Because the shipper didn't post the load. The broker posted the load. But now, the shipper's mad at the broker because the broker lied. I still can't believe that. And then the shipper cancels with them, but somehow maybe they talk to a carrier and the shipper wants to go to the carrier direct. What happens?
Well, here's the problem. Like you were saying, there's usually a contract between you and the broker that says you cannot do that and that they can give you a negative if you do blah, 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 blah.
Yeah, and but who does this? Who would the broker?
I know the broker lied.
Oh, the broker get sorry.
They're gonna give it to you because you. I mean, you, the transporter, signed an agreement.
Yeah, the carrier.
With them
exactly. That. See, the carrier gets in trouble, even though the shipper's like, "What? I just want to get my car moved." And now there's this whole right. The shipper's like, "What? What?"
And
are you guys
I've had this happen.
Yes,
and I've had this happen where they're pissed at the broker. They're like, okay, I don't want to go through them. I want to go directly through you. I've gone down this route. And I guess the bigger question is who the broker is. So if it's a big broker and you want to work for him again, don't do it. If it's some rinky dink, which we all know there's a bunch of them on here, brokers that do not know what they're doing. They do lie to everybody. You have to take it in consideration. And also, you also have to take in consideration the actual shipper, customer, or whatever you want to call them that you're picking up from. Are they telling the truth? Because that happens a lot too.
Exactly.
Just like when they say, I didn't put anything inside of my car and then it's loaded with basketballs.
And
so you know what I mean?
What is the percentage and ratio of the shipper actually lied versus the broker lied?
Yeah. And
what,
how 50, do you know? 50? Yeah, 50-50. And how do you know which one of them it is that's lying? That's just it. I have to go by, when that stuff happens, I have to go look at the broker, know the broker, see their ratings, and go from there. It's very unusual that I would have taken the load, because usually if the shipper cancels, they're like, screw this, I'm not doing it, period. Okay, it's not like, hey, I want you to take it. I think I've had it maybe twice where the guy said, will you take it for me? And I think I've told him no twice because I think it was a bigger brokers. But because you don't want, if you've been doing this for a while, you know the ratio of big brokers to little brokers on Central Dispatch. So you should also keep in mind that if you piss off a big broker, you know that you're never getting loads from them ever again. So why do it for $200, $300, $400, $500? It's just not worth it. Now, if you're going to go rogue and do all of your loads on your own without dealing with the brokers, that's another thing altogether. You can say screw it and do it. But that isn't usually the case, especially with most transporters. Most transporters use this board, use the big broker boards like Metro Rad, Cars Arrive, that kind of thing, ACV. So you don't want to go around ticking off people. And if you're going to be in this business for a long time, you want to keep those relationships and you want to keep them good so that you keep yourself in business for a long time as
So,
well.
and that's the thing is that after being the detective trying to figure out who lied, and then your advice is just stay out of it. Anybody getting the idea that maybe sticking to the load boards 100% of the time isn't exactly going to work out the best, right? Like, why be caught in the
Well,
middle of that?
this isn't a regular thing, though.
No, I
I
know it's
mean,
not, and yet it's not a
so.
totally irregular. We just said, what's the percentage ratio the shipper lied versus the broker lied? 50-50. If you are working direct,
Well,
at least you
right.
know who lied.
Well, maybe. I mean, you don't
Unless
always know everything that's been
your
played
driver's
here.
lying to you, then yeah, right.
Well, and trust me, the guy that goes through the broker that put the guns or the drugs in the car is going through a broker. They're not going to be calling you direct to have you move
Unless it
it
was
if
the
they did,
driver.
there's a problem.
The shipper's like, that's not mine, that's the driver's gun. And the driver's like, okay, it's my gun, but it's not my drugs.
True.
Crazy.
But I honestly, I mean, if you're doing what we're doing, which is I consider what we do are medium hauls. I don't do long hauls because I do medium hauls, which is 500 to 700 miles, something like that. You're going to have to use a board. It's just, I can't see that you would get out of this without doing this, without using a board. If you use U-Ship, it's the same thing. That's a board, and you can't guarantee those loads either. Oh, crap. Are you
Well,
there with
now
me?
listen,
Oh,
I'm
I thought it
with
went
you.
out.
All right, hey, I want to switch gears because you're right. Okay, I shared this yesterday
This.
on how we doing on DOT compliance. Sue, how we doing?
Well, he's overhanging. Is he in Missouri?
Exactly. It does. It looks like
That's
I-70,
the
doesn't
first
it?
thing. Is he in Missouri?
You're right. Exactly.
Oh,
Yes.
well, then
Close.
he's overhanging. He's going to get busted right there. And he's got one, two, three, four, five. And what kind of pickup truck is that?
Right? It's a dually. That's all I can tell. Because you can see the
I
wheels
don't think it's
sticking
big enough to be carrying this for any length of time. You're pretty much going to blow that motor up in that, unless that's like a big 650 or
it,
something like
my
that.
guess is this is not his first time.
Yeah. On top of it, are
He
those
or she.
seriously, is that car seriously sitting on top of those other two cars?
Yes. This is
Like
a this
there's
is a
no ramp, right?
this is what they call the organic high mount. I
Yeah,
guess.
his ass is grass. Let's put it that way.
I
If he
know,
gets
right?
pulled over, he's
Organic high
donezo.
mount. Oh God, that's funny. So yeah, so
That's
we were talking. Have you ever had a driver do this? Not that I know of. I've
No
never.
way.
Right?
No
Oh, it's
way.
hot. Oh, I bet he's
No
looking for a
way.
new dispatcher too. Then this was sent
My.
in by Fritz. Sent in the other
Wow.
one. Somebody sent in this one. How we doing?
That's too much for that
Wow.
truck, I can tell you that. I guarantee he's overweight in every
Oh
way,
my
shape,
God.
and form for the
Right?
trailer
And
as
even
well.
if he, and again, if he's in Missouri, you can't do that front van. No.
No, you can't overhang on the front or the back of Missouri. You'll get busted. But that truck definitely doesn't look big enough to be
Well,
carrying that much
oh my
weight.
God, totally.
Now,
The
those
truck
two
is
vans are the connects, right? Those are the
Yeah, probably.
minivans.
Yeah, that yeah.
But that one van is extended, and at least a 25 or 1500 extended.
That
It's
truck is
that.
wheezing. You know, this to me looks like the only thing missing is like somebody talking about how rich they get every week. Yeah.
Because that
Like,
truck doesn't even look that big to handle that.
I bet we're on mute and somebody's watching this going, that's it. That's what I want to do. That's how I'm going to get rich. I'm going to move vans constantly, get completely wealthy. My truck will be fine. Okay. Glad we covered that. Now, Oh, yeah, here it is. Hey, Jay, yesterday I sent my driver to an auction in Indy. The thing is that my driver was short on space, and the van that he had to pick up wasn't adjusted by the forklift driver. And I got stuck there for 2 hours and a half to adjust the van. The auction told me since they put the van on the trailer, they have no obligation to come again and adjust it.
Yep. Yep. He's right. That's why I always tell my drivers if they're getting loaded, they make sure that that forklift driver is listening to him and put it in the right spot. I think he'd been okay if he put that van on the back end and not at the very top. You know what I'm saying? As long as he's not going through Missouri anyways.
Put the two transits. Because he would have adjusted his weight up, a little bit better. I mean, at least you'd be...
Yeah, I think these are mini ones. The ones on the back, I think, are minis. I think they're the... That looks to me like the Transit Connects, which are the minivans.
Yeah.
And they're only usually about 14 and a half, 15 foot. And they're lightweight. They're only about 3,900 to 4,500 pounds each. But that big van should have gone on the back end, is what I would have done. That looks like it's just too much weight on that.
I know, man. It's really... Whew. Hey, you sent the...
But he's right. They won't touch it. I don't know if everybody realizes, but...
It's like Vegas. Clipart,
if you slip them a 20... Yeah, you slip them a 20, they'll do whatever you ask them to do. I've got a couple of drivers that do it all the time. So, yes, I sent this one to you. This was hilarious.
This is great. Oklahoma to Tennessee, 2013 Voyager trailer. Sports pontoon. No trailer. Need a trailer. It's just the boat. So I Googled it, and I left the people in the boat. This is great. Here's what you're... For $700, you can move this beautiful baby, no trailer.
Oh, my God.
What?
That's a big one. That's like a 24-footer, I think.
That thing is huge. That's what it looks like to me. Even if this is the big model,
yeah.
For $700, you're going to mess with this? Yeah. You're going to cause $700 worth of damage within 5 minutes.
Uh-huh. Yes, you're losing that thing that goes over your head. That's the first thing that's going.
And where in the freaking car hauling is this thing? Like, what? Why are we even looking at a boat?
Why is it listed? Yeah, but we see it all the time. We see, especially down in Florida, we see boats, containers, you know, boats and hoes.
The good news is, I think we could probably. There's plenty of room for diced tomatoes.
What, Jim? Sorry. Oh, my.
I said this plenty. Oh, my God. That's why we say, hey, welcome to Auto Transport. Put on your mask and jump right in because anything goes. This is Auto Transport. And also, one of my other favorite memes, hey, we're spraying champagne over the cubicle. We just posted another actual pickup, actual delivery. This is a party. You can do whatever you want. And I think that we've got multiple requests for the database grabber.
As soon as we find out what that is.
Exactly. You can go ahead and share your screen again. Yeah, I don't know what the database grabber is.
So do you remember back when ACV was first starting on their load board and they were... People were saying all these loads were on there and they could put them in to a, like, think about it place. Do you remember me talking about that?
I do. Yeah, I think I do.
And they would grab all those loads off the board, put them in to pending or whatever it is, and they'd let you hold them for so long.
Yes.
They were talking about people swiping them there, too. And, I mean, I could see how you could swipe them there. I think they stopped doing that, to be honest with you.
Well, the problem is it was a great idea and it was really nice. But it's all just, this is why I did the auto transport free-for-all discussion, because people are going to do whatever they want. Mm-hmm. Because everybody feels kind of like they're being gamed and they gotta do whatever they can to get ahead, which is why the busted refresh button is a big deal. Everybody does whatever they can do to get ahead, and that means overbooking or whatever, right?
Right. Right. I mean, I'd much rather be overbooked than underbooked for danger.
I do hate it. I don't.
Yeah.
I don't condone it. None of this is condoned. It's just the truth.
No. But I mean, I do it I mean, I do it, but I only do it with certain brokers that I know that if I got to change my plans, I'm going to change my plans. But I would rather have one booked, because I always tell you guys, if I have something that I'm feeling iffy about, like there's a load in there that's iffy, or if it was double brokered on the board and I'm worried about when my driver shows up, if it's still going to be there, I'll take an extra car if there's one available just to back myself up. Now, keep in mind, when it's double brokered like that, I usually will call before my driver gets there too, at least an hour, make sure the car is still there. And it always happens at Copart and IA and residence. That's your three things that usually happens. We have been having a lot of issues with two big brokers that we're verifying the cars. Cars are saying they're there. We show up and they're telling us that they left like a week or two later. Or before we got there, which makes no sense because they're verifying them. Of course, they're not paying us a broker fee. Although I did, one of my dispatchers called me yesterday, and it's one of the big brokers, and she verified it. He showed up. The car was gone from a week ago, and they told them they would give them a $50 credit. And so she called me and said, "What the hell does a $50 credit mean?" I said, "Well, I'm assuming."
$50
credit. I said, "You better get whoever you talk to."
The broker's yes. going to give the carrier said, a $50 credit?
Yeah. Yes. So, the way I took it is, and I said, get the person's name and number, like whoever told you this. Yeah, like they're going to add $50 to the next load we take. You and I both know that's not going to happen. Because then they're going to say, I don't have that money in there. Never, who did you talk to? We would have never told you that.
I have never seen that actually happen. Not once.
No, I've been told it. I've been told it several times, especially by one broker out of Michigan, and it's not the one you guys are thinking it is. And because we've shown up and the cars weren't there, and it always has to do with CarMax cars. So what happens is CarMax has their own drivers as well. And if their cars don't get picked up fast enough through this broker, they send this little guy over there to pick them up. And literally, my driver's been standing there while he's loading them up. And they're like, "Oops, we're sorry. We didn't know."
Oh, my God, right? The guy, like, pulls in right in front of him. "Hey, buddy, I'm really sorry. Yes. You got my car there."
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Ooh, and man, that's brutal.
Then they're like, "Well, the next time you do a load, we'll give you an extra $100." Never has happened. Because every time I called for the next load and I reminded them of that, "Oh, we don't have that much
money."
Yeah,
no, they don't work here. That. Yeah, that person doesn't work here anymore.
That one, too. So. I don't know. That guy doesn't work here anymore. Sorry.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yep, that too.
Oh, that was Billy? So. Yeah, that was. We're on code Billy over here? No. Yeah, Billy's not here.
Oh, good Lord. So,
hey, I got a couple. It's madness.
Sure.
Welcome to Dispatching Live. That's why it's a dart. You throw a dart and you hope for the best. I got a couple here. Let's see here. This guy says, I'm just reading it. I had a good load one day for broker. They needed for my driver to get signed. Now they are sending me a reminder for completing the registration. I don't know if it's worth it. I don't see their loads anymore. Can you give me some advice? What? Sue, help me out here. Do you understand this email? They need their driver to get signed? Is that a packet?
Signed up, I'm assuming.
Signed up.
No, yeah, that's what I'm assuming. Signed up. Yeah. So it would depend on what the broker is. If it's some minor broker, I wouldn't do it. If it was, and if,
I think that's what he's saying.
Especially if they want you to sign up and do it. Yeah. And especially, but you have to, here's the thing you got to keep in mind. I try to sign everybody up for everybody. So, because they don't hold loads. And if you've got to go fill out a packet that takes you 10, 15 minutes to get the insurance cert and, you know, the W-9 and void a check, whatever the hell they want, you're not going to get that load. But if you're already signed up for them and you call to get the load, then you've got it. Whether they're a minor broker, the only time I do not do it is if they want additional insured and it costs my driver money. I'm not going to sign up for them if they're a small broker and they want that. For one thing, small brokers don't need to be listed as additional insured. It's ridiculous that they even ask for that. They probably don't even know what it means, to be honest with you. I've had it happen. There's one out there that was doing it. It was a small broker. We asked them several times why they were doing this. They didn't even know what additional insured meant when we asked them why they needed it. And the next thing I know, a month or two later, they stopped asking for it. So, And I don't know if everybody understands what additional insured is, but what it is when, if you were in a wreck and the cars were all totaled, shall we say, their car gets paid before everybody else. That's what additional insured is. They're almost like being insured as long as well as the owner of the company is. So that's why some of the bigger brokers want it. Like United Road requests it. Ready Auto is now requesting it. There's a few other ones like Row.
Ooh, Ready Auto? They didn't used to request that, did they?
No, they
Huh.
didn't, but they are now. They have been. And honestly, out of all of them, I was always shocked it wasn't them. Like Cars Arrive doesn't ask for it. Metro Logistics does not
Really,
ask for
Cars
it.
Arrive doesn't. Do you think that'll change?
No. It hasn't yet, but RAT changed just over the last 6 months for asking for it, so it could happen. I think RAT will still, I don't know if they still will or not. They've changed their policies as of July, what, 15th or
What?
17th? July, didn't they just change their policies for Ready?
Like you have to have
Additional
additional insurance now.
insured. They've just started doing this. They were not before, prior to that, it was if you turned it in to them as additional insured, you got the pick of better different loads. So you wouldn't have access to all of the loads if you didn't have additional insured. And most companies out there to do additional insured for your insurance companies are pretty reasonable. It's $20 or $50. Some of them have, like, if you do, after you've done your fifth one for the year, you don't have to pay another fee. But then I've
Right.
got a couple drivers that pay $400 or $500 for one.
Whoa.
And yeah, they're
Whoa.
gonna, yeah, that's ridiculous. Yeah,
Whoa, that's
that's
insane.
too high.
I can't even
That's totally
imagine.
insane.
I can't imagine a situation where you're getting your money back on that
The
deal.
only one I've
Your
ever
money.
done it for that they pay it for it every year is Ready. And I'm on, I mean, honestly, Ready has a lot of loads, so
Well, I
you
know.
almost have to. And then
That's
they
why I thought
also,
Cars Arrive
and then they
maybe.
offer you, yeah, that may be why. Because they're also ADESA, isn't Cars Arrive
Well,
ADESA?
and that's exactly, and this
They
gets
own
into,
ADESA.
because when you're in the insurance, it's amazing. Do
Yeah.
this for fun. Call your insurance guy. Just spend an hour talking about all the things that they think about. It is
Yeah.
amazing. Insurance, in the insurance industry, they're literally thinking about every possible bad thing that could happen and then adding a
Yeah.
dollar amount to it.
Well, and that's what they're supposed to.
And so, well, yeah, that's what they get paid to do. And so, if you take that thinking and apply it to, yeah, Ready Auto, which is that's the Manheim logistics posted automated load board assignment deal. And then Cars Arrive, which is the Car Global ADESA counterpart, self-assign, dealer consignment moves. And anything I say, hey, anything I say where I've got a word or a detail wrong, send me an email, autotransportintel@gmail.com. But this is our understanding of how this works. And so therefore it's understandable that there would be insurance attachments to these load boards. But if you're dealing, this is what we're talking about. If you're dealing with a broker that you book one load a year and they want additional insurance, it's just not going to make any sense.
No,
Time-wise,
I would
cost-wise,
never
or
do it.
otherwise.
I mean, and if it's a small broker and they want you a packet, just do it. I mean, I know as a driver,
Right,
it's a real
pack
pain in
it.
the butt to print 15
Fill it
pages
out.
out.
Fill it out like you. We used to. We should. There
You know,
should be
signing your
packet
life
filling out
away.
contests, right? Like you fill it out like you're on fire. You're just like blazing through the pages. It takes longer to fax it than
Well,
fill
you
it
know,
out.
this is what. Yes, and here's my thing. We're in the day of age. Why can't we do all of this online? I don't get it. Like Cars Arrives packets all online.
Is it? Good for
But
them.
then you send me, you fill it all right there. Ready Autos is all online, but United Road is partially online, and then partially you have to print 15, 20 pages and then email it in. So it makes no sense to me why we're doing partially there and then partially physical. And there's lots of brokers out there. They're like, okay, I need to send you my packet. Just click on the link. And you go click on the link and then it tells you to download it and print it. I'm like, why did we even do that? You could have sent it
Yes,
to me in the email.
yes. And then
It's
there's a
so
map, and you got to
stupid.
go dig up the stone tablets and then chip away
Yes.
into the, yeah. Like you're
I
Julius
mean, I
Caesar
don't
trying to
understand
get
why they don't
load.
all have like hello sign or something.
Right.
I mean,
That's
come
so funny,
on.
dude. Oh my
Yeah.
God.
It's a regular thing. So, And I get why drivers don't want to fill out those long ass packets. They're on the road. They don't,
they don't have the capabilities
to do it.
How about, have you ever had, I think I've had this, you have a driver that has to pull over to a truck stop and get, I guess, hope the truck stop has a printer and a fax? I have had I've had a driver wait in line at a truck stop to get to the fax, and then there was a problem and he had to get in line again. That is absolutely ridiculous. And there's somebody singing, sitting in an office right now, like what's the problem?
Bill of lading or something. Yeah. You mean like did you have to send him a release or a physical BOL or something like that?
I can't remember.
Is that what you were sending him?
But the driver...
That's usually what it is for me.
They had to fax something in, and the broker would not allow any other way. And so the driver had to go to the truck stop, get in line to use the fax. I mean, that is crazy. That really happened.
And I'll share one of my tips and tricks here as a dispatcher. I have my Yahoo account set up, and I don't know if people know, but there's folders. So I make a folder for each one of my drivers, and each one of my drivers, I have their voided check, their ID, their MC paperwork, their W-9, anything that a broker might ask for is right there at my fingertips. I go to that company's name, grab it, and shoot it right over to them. That's what I recommend for anybody that's doing this. And even if you're your own transporter and you're doing your own, keep that all in one section so you can just send it over. The funny part is a lot of times I'll just keep the whole packet that I send to central dispatch and I'll just send them that because it's already on there, but they're too lazy to go to central dispatch to grab it. So here it is. Here's your central dispatch packet right there. But have you, I mean, totally. I've noticed more and more that a lot of these brokers are asking for photo IDs of our drivers, which I think is odd because when we go to get the car, you know they're not sending that ID to the person we're picking up the car from.
Probably
they
not.
Just want it for their records.
Well,
no, never.
This is where the world we're entering is so far accelerated ahead of where we are. When I say we, I mean Lucha Libre Auto Transport Stone Age.
Yep.
And the world is already at like digital boxes and facial recognition, and the two worlds collide regularly. This is why the customer, the shipper that thought, because they just bought socks on Amazon and they're already in the driveway being handed to them. In fact, I think the Amazon worker now will put the socks on for you. You just wheel your chair out in the driveway and the Amazon worker puts on your socks. So now that the Amazon van is putting your socks on and they ordered their car 4 years ago, they're like, where's my car? And that's the problem is this is not Amazon. We don't have the same, we're not there yet. Maybe ever. I don't know. No. It's not even close.
Yeah.
So.
I mean, honestly, I could see, like, if you were a resident, I might want to see the person who's coming to pick up my car. I could understand that. But I don't think a dealership needs to know that. You know what I mean?
What about masks?
I got to talk about this.
Right? What about?
Well, true.
Right? Yeah, that's the thing.
I had that happen yesterday.
What happened?
He went to pick up a car at a dealership in Cookeville, Tennessee. The guy said, I'm not signing your phone because of COVID. And he's like, well, that's okay. I have contactless super dispatch. I'm just going to shoot it to your phone. No, you sign it. And we're like, we can't sign it that we're not the owner and we're not, you know what I mean? And this was a dealership, by the way, this wasn't even a residence. This was a dealership. The manager standing there next to this, the salesman, and my driver says, he's also talking to him like total douche, but anyways, and my driver says, are you okay with the way this guy's handling this? He's like, whatever he says goes, I'm the manager. So my driver left. He didn't pick it up because he was so pissed off the way they were handling it. And the thing about it is even if he didn't want to sign it, sorry, I was on one. I try to tell my driver, you can get the guy's name, write COVID underneath his name and then move on. But because the guy was such a jerk to my driver said, I'm out of here. I'm not going to deal with this. And he left. I'm sorry. I mean, I don't necessarily agree with it because I wasn't there, and I don't like canceling loads for that kind of reason, because you know as well as I do, the brokers don't care. They're just going to find somebody else. They're not going to do anything about it. And it happens. You have a lot of the people at dealerships that think they're better than us. Even if you're coming to buy a car, sometimes they treat you like they're better than you are. And that doesn't mean anything. Just like when we call to verify a car, we get talked down to all the time. I don't really take it to heart. It's just the way you play the game. But they do think that we're low lives. I mean, between us and the transporters, we're lower than them. And we could be millionaires and they don't even know it. And my biggest thing when we're verifying a car, they don't know if we can't be a potential customer as well. They don't know any of this stuff. So why would you treat people like that? But, you know, that's the way things are. That's just the way you deal with it, you know?
And I think that it's, this is one of those rocks that you turn over and you see, you know, the insects underneath it. It's a problem. And one would hope that we're a little bit beyond some of that, but there is a thing, and this is actually, this gets into the dispatching's hard enough. That's why, like, getting busted or getting lied to or getting double brokered or whatever. But then, yeah, you add the element of where you already got the load, everything should be fine, and now you have to deal with personalities. It's like, oh, really? I mean, my God. Yes. That's why when the driver, in that case, when your driver left, the dispatcher's thinking, oh, my God, I got you to a car, and you didn't pick it up. But there is some truth to that. That's why, actually, when you're on the phone and you're verifying, John put it in there, people suck. And thanks, everybody in the live chat. Yeah. I know I've missed many live chat comments, and I appreciate that. And some of us do have tempers. Thank you, Michael. Is that... But when you make all those phone calls, you can kind of sniff out. If you've got, as I love it, as you said, if you got a real douche on the phone, and that could be anybody, can be douchey. If you can tell how douchey they are, just, you know what? Say thank you and hang up. And even if you have to call back the broker and make up some kind of polite little lie, like instead of calling the broker saying, you know, your shipper's a douche. Just say, you know, we're the douche. We're the douche. No, don't say. I don't know. What do you? Because I have called. What do you do? Well, dealer, resident, you can tell they're such a douche that you're like, you know, this isn't going to happen. What do you do?
No. Well, we had an instance last week where the guy was prejudiced, and he even said a very nasty word. And asked if that person coming to pick up the car was that.
Wow.
I don't say that stuff. Wow. I couldn't believe it in this day and age that someone would even say that to somebody on the phone and say, we don't allow them here.
Wow. Oh, my God.
Yeah, it was that bad. Yeah. So we called the broker, told them what was going on, said, you need to handle this because this is in this day and age, this shit shouldn't be happening.
That is crazy.
And granted, the guy was in Arkansas, but I don't care.
I was just going to ask you what state. Unbelievable. Was he
Arkansas. Okay. Yeah. Like Jonesboro, or Arkansas, like north of Memphis, which
I know where that
shouldn't
is.
Be happening. Okay.
No, it's a city, man. So, Wow.
And we called the broker and told him what had happened and told him exactly what they said. Because, I mean, that was just ridiculous.
That is insane.
I can't remember who it was. It was either Ready Auto or Cars Arrive Load. It was Cars Arrive.
And that means they probably handled it, right? Did they say, okay, well, we're going to put
it.
I would think, okay.
No, they put it right back on the board.
Occasionally, I have optimism. It's like, you know, rare. But I would think they would say, because I've talked to people in situations, and you get the right person to be like, okay, I tell you what. We're going to handle this or whatever. I guess they just took the load back. They didn't give you a negative. They just took the load back. Is that what they did? Maybe?
Yeah, they wouldn't. Yeah, Cars Drive doesn't give you a negative, but they should have. I don't know if I would have just listed it back on the board. Like,
well, we're
no
really sorry
deal.
That happened. We're just going to give you a negative and take it off your.
Yeah. But I mean, I've had that happen, and I think Carlos had it happen to him at the Michigan or Kentucky too. I mean, it's just crazy stuff like that that people even act that way anymore.
That is correct. That is a crazy. I never know what we're gonna cover. Let's go. Hey, let's go to. Okay, blankety blank has been calling me all morning. Every time I would get the text, then after he says they already have someone. What is going on here? You had somebody calling you, texting you, and what did they do? They wanted a load or they got a load? Does this ring a bell?
I'm trying to look at my emails I sent to
you. Okay, blankety blank. It's a carrier. Has been calling all morning. Every time I do, I would get the text. Then after one, he says they already have someone for it.
Oh, okay. So I was calling for a load repeatedly.
You're calling and a broker?
I would automatically get it. Yes, I was calling a broker for a load repeatedly. And every time I called them, they wouldn't answer the phone. I'd get a text back saying, please text me. So this went on for like 5-6 hours. Finally, they answered me on the text after I kept saying, I am texting you. I have been texting you. This is what I need. 4 or 5 hours down the road, he finally, after this, says, well, we've already given that load away to somebody else.
Okay. Oh my God. I love it. I don't know what it is. I guess it means they don't have it, or I don't know. But yes, when you call somebody and
that's what
they're like, text
happens.
Me. And you text them and they're like, fax me. And you fax them and they're like, send me a letter. Yeah. And you're like, what are we doing?
Yeah. Yeah. Back to back. And then you're like, oh, it's gone? After all of this,
right,
it's gone? Are you
that?
Kidding me?
What was all that? I mean,
it was probably never even a good load.
Do you
that's
hate
probably
me?
What it was.
Was an experiment? What are we doing? Do you have a business? Text me.
Yes.
Oh, that is so funny. And oh, my God. God, that kills me.
Well, thank you. I sent you one.
Yeah, we need to discuss this scandalous effing. Oh, my God. What happened?
Broker.
Whoa.
Okay.
What is
so
this?
We talked about this with one of my transporters. It took him a month and a half to get paid from this broker that we ended up giving a negative to. And then he had me take it off. And I said, we shouldn't take it off because they have 100% ratings. They've been in business for a long time. And I think they've been doing this for a long time and nobody gives them a negative and keeps it on there. Well, guess what? They did it again to another one of my drivers. It was supposed to be a quick pay. Guess what? He's still not paid a month later. And when we called to find out where the damn check is, it's always this person told you this one. Well, I don't know why she told you this. And keep in mind, we're talking to the owner's wife. And I don't know if they know we know that, but I know that that's who we're talking to. And then she's like, well, I don't know why Vicky, whoever is it, who this is, told you that it was going on this day. I'm sending it this day. And I'm like, but why? It was a 2-day quick pay. And I really want to say, you know what? I dispatched for this other company that you screwed over too, but I don't like to associate transport companies with other transport companies when we're dealing with this stupid crap like this. But this is the kind of stuff I'm talking about. If you don't give the company a negative, how is anybody else out there gonna know this is the kind of crap they pull on a regular basis? That's my problem with it. And this is a broker that's been around for a long time. He has a lot of ratings and starts with a name new.
Well, it's funny because you talked to Billy. No, I talked to Vicky. Oh yeah, no, she doesn't work here anymore. Yeah. But that's so funny. Yeah. You know it's the owner's wife. I know exactly.
Yes.
That's how deep the BS goes.
Goes. Yes.
We know who's on
and
the
phone. It just
keeps
happening.
Yeah. Yes. You're straight up lying to me. Straight up. Give a negative for straight up lying to me? Probably not.
Well, you can give a negative for them for not paying when they're supposed to be paying. And we've got the proof when the check finally comes in. You show this was supposed to be a quick pay. Here, we got it 30 days or 40 days later. Yes, you can. But see, when I was talking to Central Dispatch, I think it's been 2 or 3 months ago. When I think we did it with them about ratings, right? About how they're going to change the rating system. That's what we need that kind of stuff for. We wouldn't have to give them a negative. We could put on there. This is what they do. They tell you they're going to mail it out, but they don't.
Well, and I tell you, really,
so people would know
what probably needs to happen, and it's never going to. But just like when you go now, we now have Yelp.
Sounds good, but
we know that if you're gonna go to, if, like, I was doing this. I was gonna go to a restaurant. I'm actually walking. I went to Yelp. I read some reviews. I changed my mind.
Yeah,
we need a Yelp for brokers. Now,
for transporters.
That is some crazy stuff right now. Yeah. Somebody just, you know, threw the TV through the window and then ordered another one on Amazon. But the thing is that a Yelp, maybe we need a Yelp for carriers and a Yelp for brokers. Something that is in real time and actually gets paid attention to. Because the rating system, I think it's neat that they're talking about revamping it, but I don't know if they're going to revamp whether it works or not. Because does it work? Does anybody care? Right. I think carriers get less business. That's the only thing that happens. I don't think brokers get less shippers.
If they've got a negative.
Right. Do brokers get less shippers from negative ratings? I don't think so.
No. I don't think so. Because they're like, oh, I still need this load. I've got to do it. Now, the problem is if you look at, it's not just brokers out there. You've got transporters who list cars and you've got.
Oh my gosh, we need a Yelp for transporters illegally brokered, don't we? Yeah, we do.
Yeah, and then not paying people, and I'm not saying it happens every single day, but it does happen, and then what do you do? Like, we took a load, and...
But there's no money in building that. Nobody's going to build...
No.
Who's going to advertise on a tool that tells the truth about... Stone Age transport garbage.
Well, and it's just like, if you go and complain to the Better Business Bureau, who's going to go check the Better Business Bureau on this company? They don't.
They're
going to
be like, get
shit in
line. We get calls every day about transport.
Exactly.
Oh my gosh. It is. Yeah. It is a swamp. Talk about draining a swamp. Holy.
Yeah, there you go. That's it.
DrainTheSwamp.com.
Yeah.
People are like, I thought it was political. Nope. It's a transport app. You know what time it is. Did you see the time on the clock already?
Hey, yeah, before you do that, though, let's answer Chris. He said a question about the overhang picture with the vans.
Oh.
If it was a cabin chassis, would that be okay? Does he mean on the truck?
Let's see here. Mike Baldwin's got something about Tampa, too. We totally ignored the... So Chris Chamberlain. Hey, question about the overhang picture with the vans. If it was a cabin chassis, would that work? Is he talking about... I think he's talking about a semi, right? If it was a semi hauling that load instead of a dually. That's my guess.
You still cannot overhang in Missouri. It wouldn't matter if you have a big rig or not.
And that is the problem. That's right. In Missouri, you have to be a stinger. The Missouri actually says the only actual car hauler... is a stinger with a stinger. It's not just a stinger. You have to be able to do, you have to have a head rack and be able to carry a car on top of the power unit, which is why if you drive a station wagon and put a luggage rack on top and stick a car up there or not, I think then you can actually be closer to being a legal car hauler than an actual high mount without a headache rack. How interesting is that? That's how dumb the law is. I gotta apologize and say allegedly and all this goofy stuff. But actually, after talking with Mike Matusik at OIDA and Brian Riker at Fleet Compliance, that is actually pretty close to the truth. Welcome to the logic of Missouri auto transport law. Thank you so much.
Okay, and then the Tampa, you said there's a
Tampa so van. Mike has, what's the best way to get out of Tampa area and run before heading back there?
Oh, that's Mike's going to pick up tomorrow.
So he wants to pick up in Tampa. I'll tell you what, here's what we're going to do. Mike, we're going to come back after Larry and look at Tampa. Is that we can do that?
Okay. And I'll talk to you about what I think your best bet out of Tampa is, too. Ooh,
nice. So stick around.
Oh, Harry Knuckles.
Don't miss the Tampa Route Scout. Do we have any other business in the live chat before we go to Larry? I don't think so. But I do like John is talking about a wood shampoo. All right, that's good. Okay. Let's do it. I got to share the screen. Oh, I love that meme. Good times. Okay, so there you go. You know that what you do is on Tuesdays. Everybody knows this. It gets talked about wildly on social media. You're going to play Ask Larry. You go to dispatchcenter.com/AskLarry. You click on it on Tuesdays when we do the questions on Tuesday nights live. You can do it anytime, really. Go and play and win. But on Thursdays, we do the answers. Here we go. We do the questions and the answers. First, we'll do the question, then we do the answer. According to a 2014 survey of the trucking industry, what is the average distance of each trip? Is it 519, 825, 927, 1055 miles? It's a bit
This could be freight, too?
Exactly. It's a bit ambiguous, but worthy of merit.
Yeah. I'm having one of those, Dave. I'm sorry.
It's hard for...
That's right,
Chris. It's
either 519
or 825.
Don't do it. We're going to come back to that. We're going to come back to that.
I'm going to go with 825. It's not what my guys' average is, but...
All right, you take 825. I'll take 927. Going once.
Okay.
Going twice.
519.
Oh, man.
Oh, my God. So that's got to include some freight in there, don't you think?
And it's actually, honestly, I don't fully understand. All right, here we go. What
next.
Is the most appropriate carrier pay amount to ship a non-running in-op 2016 Toyota Camry from Cincinnati to Billings, Montana? Is it $890, $1020, $1275, or $1550? Most appropriate carrier pay. Now, that's today. Cincinnati to Billings, Montana. What do you say? In-op. It's
first
in-op.
Off, who goes to Billings?
Right? So there, it's. I think it's
nobody
like
should go to Billings.
4,500.
So
yeah,
don't go to Billings. I'm gonna
go with 1550.
It's either the 1275 or the 1550.
Yeah. Which one?
And it's an in-op.
Yeah, and it's oh.
I'm gonna pick 1550.
All right, then I'll take 1275.
Yeah, it doesn't run.
Going once. Here we go.
Yeah.
Oh, you got it.
Well, so did you technically. So we both.
Nice.
I don't even know how many miles it is, but. I wouldn't go to Billings for any less than that.
Yeah, you had me at Billings. I got to update the meme. You had
yes.
me at Billings.
Billings.
Oscar Glenn Mark
Can you
Sr.
show the meme with your ha ha ha?
Yeah, right, you're right. An inventor from Oklahoma, while he did not file a patent for the item, credited with inventing what? Mud flaps, wipers, seat belts, power locks. This is Oscar Glenn Mark Sr., an inventor from Oklahoma. What did he do? What's his contribution?
Well, it would help if we knew what year, too.
I was wondering the year myself.
Because that's going to make a huge difference.
But I still, I guessed mud flaps Tuesday night. I say mud flaps. And somebody actually put in the live chat mud flaps. So it's leaning my way. And plus wipers, there's a movie called Flash of Genius with Greg Kinnear.
Mm-hmm.
And he actually, mm-hmm. well, darn it, that was the intermittent technology of what now. Okay, so I'm off. I don't know. I'm going to go mud flaps. Going once.
All right, I'll go wiper. Well, no, I'll go power locks. How's that?
Power locks. That's good. That's good. Here we go. Oh, I got it. Yes. Oh,
mud flaps.
Okay. What is the most appropriate carrier pay amount to ship a 2019 Ford EcoSport from Atlanta to Tulsa? Sounds like a regular route. 2019 Ford EcoSport doesn't sound very elaborate. 520, 795, 905, 1015. I'm going to go with, that could actually be 520. Could be.
It actually probably is 520. I've been seeing them on there for that. I wouldn't mm-hmm. take them for that, but that's about what they've been running.
Because Larry, the Quotify Llama, Alexa, open Quotify. Larry knows what he's doing. Anybody, put it in the live chat. If your Alexa just woke up and said, I don't understand, put it in the live chat. I'd love to know. Or if Alexa just booked you a car and now you have another problem in your life, put it in the live chat. I'm going to go with 520 going once.
So, I mean, that's lower.
Oh.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
I wish. Wow. They're not on there for that.
Okay. And now, here's the thing. Larry takes into account all factors in the marketplace right now. So, that's actually impressive. So.
Yeah, because they're not on there for that.
Yeah.
Even the Fayetteville, they're only paying $450, $400.
That's a pretty good deal.
Which is ridiculous. Yeah.
When searching for loads on Dispatch Center, you can account for truck capacity, backhauls, route optimization, or all of the above. Powered by.
I think it's all of the above, if I'm not mistaken.
Pretty sure. Anybody else? It's got to be. Yes, all of the above. Thank you so much, Larry. Thank you, Superflow Systems. Are you a car shipping guru? We'll be back with a fresh round of questions on Tuesday night on Tuesday Night's Live, actually. So you know what time it is now.
Mug-o-problems.
We seem to get the same problem a lot, which pretty much sums up dispatching, but let's see if we get lucky. Oh, when you're an independent dispatcher, you don't have time for personal things like, you know, rescheduling, calling back, you know, all the busy stuff in our lives during lunch hours, because there's loads popping up during your lunch hour and you can't miss those loads. So you literally, people are like, why didn't you schedule your refi, or, you know, you didn't call so-and-so and you didn't come by the dealership. Well, listen, I'm a dispatcher. I don't have any extra time. Lunch isn't real.
You ever have that problem? There is no real lunch unless you're sitting in front. Yeah, I don't get
lunch. I used to
get lunch sitting here in front of the screen.
Exactly. I took a picture as a dispatcher of like a half-eaten sandwich and like the brown apple sitting on my desk, because I would try to eat and I ended up just working around my food. Yeah. I wasn't even eating. I was just now I was working around food. Yep. That's what I call lunch. Yep. Is called working around food.
Yep.
Oh, Michael asked, what was the length of haul answers? It was the thousand whatever thing.
Yeah, 1,001 or something like that.
Yeah, so Michael, it was the big one. It was the thousand. The average trip was 1,000 miles-ish. Sue, whenever you're ready to take the screen back, let's get into that Tampa search for Mike. We only have another 15, 20 minutes.
I'm going to use the new search engine, because we might as well get used to it, right?
Man, wow. You are bold.
All right. Here's the thing with the new search engine, though. You cannot put up all. Or did we figure that out? All? No, it's not. So we have to put in Midwest, all that crap. So typically when I leave out of Tampa or Orlando, because I have a driver that does this on occasion, keep in mind, because Florida's loads are usually crappy, you want to go the shortest amount of distance so it doesn't cost you as much to get yourself out of there. So usually what I would look for is stuff going to Louisiana, Alabama, Georgia, Tennessee, that kind of thing. So let's kind of look at what we got. God, I hate this new search. We got to put it in. You got to type in every single thing, people, and it sucks. Louisiana.
It's a medical.
Okay. So if you just want a state, you still got to put in. Am I spelling it wrong? That's probably why.
Not unless you have something like Lindsay words.
Spell, Sue, spell. And I can't type either, people.
Oh my god.
Oh my god. All right. Well, I'm putting in Louisiana. There it is. Okay. There's that. Let's put in Mississippi. Why would it put in, even start to type it in for you, right? Mississippi. Let's put in Georgia. What? See, you can't even put in a partial without typing it all in. That's what really sucks.
So you're not even, are you telling me?
I'm not even close to being there yet.
Right, you're not even close. God, that's funny. Usually, I can usually roll dice in the time it takes you to put in a search. And now wow. I've Georgia, already played a game of solitaire. You're still searching? That's funny.
Yep. Tennessee.
Wow. Let's oh, that's see. Good feedback. Good job, everybody.
And
high five.
Alabama.
They'll be spraying champagne over the cubicles tonight.
The loads are already gone by now. Right? Just so everybody knows.
I haven't done anything. This is where the driver calls. You got? You already got me booked?
No, I'm still typing it in.
Still typing it in. God, that's funny. Oh,
all right, let's make sure that. Okay, I'm not going to put any other filters in it. We're just going to do that. All right, now we got a total of 106. This is my other pet peeve that you can only look at 100. I tried to explain to him why that sucked, but we haven't gotten that changed apparently. All right, so looks like we have one to Georgia. You see how crappy these rates are. They're coming down, by the way. 49. We have a Seminole tomorrow, Georgia, 310. It's okay. It's only 67 cents a mile. Got another United Road out of Orlando to Birmingham. That's 88 cents a mile. It's an F-150. So what I would normally do on the thing is I go through here and I pick out loads I like. So I'm going to add that because that's Birmingham, and you always get pretty decent loads out of Birmingham.
Sue, did you see this? Mike says leave it blank to search all. Did you know that?
Oh, really? Oh, no. We'll try that.
Okay, cool. Thanks, Mike.
Tampa. We can do Mobile with it, but I ain't going to do that. Okay, so here's a three-pack, it looks like, from Tampa to Mobile. But as you see, they're only 44 cents a mile for United Road. And then they also take out a fee. I don't know how you're set up, so that's not even worth doing. That doesn't even give you 50 cents a mile to get out of there, which is sad. Sems is Mobile as well. That's in Longwood. There's another crappy United Road load. There's another 1500 going into Montgomery. This is 63 cents a mile going into Prattville. Prattville, I believe, is Birmingham area.
I think you're right. Yeah,
is it Montgomery?
But can you
or Montgomery area?
Is there an easy way, Mike? Check one, two. Is there an easy way to verify the Prattville using maps with inside the load board?
Yes. So supposedly, you know, if we press this view route, it's going to do that.
Show us
where Prattville is. Right here. So yeah, it's right outside of Montgomery, but it'd be on your way into Birmingham. So that's doable. And I didn't lose my page that time. That's even better.
Ooh.
All right, then what else? Now we're skipping into Tennessee stuff. Certus has this 3,500, but it's only 73 cents a mile. This tells you right now that the rates have gone down. Before, we would have seen this 3,500 at least a dollar a mile.
I agree.
And we're not seeing this right now at all.
Yeah, rates are dropping.
Savannah. I don't recommend going to Savannah. It's impossible to get out of.
Oh, yeah, we've talked. Yeah,
it's a port warehouse kind of thing, so I don't do it. Warner Robins,
but
that's not much
better. If you have a customer, etc., you don't need to listen to us. But if you're searching on load boards,
right.
Savannah is a dead
right.
end. It can be.
See, all I'm seeing is a lot of crappy loads on here right now.
My teeth were so bad.
You're not Albany, even seeing Bogart. The hint of a route.
I think I've seen, depending on how big of a car hauler it is, there is three going into the Alabama area, but I don't think they're paying enough, which is pretty scary. Because we know we were looking at, you know, gold bars left and right out of here not that long ago.
Well, it's interesting. It's almost August, which is usually the end of the spigot.
Oh, and we're down to 41,000, like, 900 loads, too.
Isn't that interesting? Because it used to be double that. What, in February, March?
Yeah. We were at 69, I think, was the height of where we were at.
Oh, okay.
We didn't hit
80? Really? Is that a dream? I thought we hit. No? Okay. 40,
well,
though, isn't bad.
When you, 40 isn't bad, but when you take out, we took out some of the stuff out of there. We took out all the little loads, and we took out loads out of certain areas that are tough to get out of, and it went down to like 20,000 with decent loads.
Got it.
It's like Cars Arrive has one here for 53 cents a mile from Orlando, basically, to Duluth. Here's another one from Tampa to Duluth. It's only 51 cents a mile for an F-150. So it looks like there's loads going to Atlanta, but you're going to be barely scraping by at 50 cents a mile on most of these. Here, this one's not bad. This one's 350 into Smyrna, out of Seminole, which is Tampa area. Here's another one. There's another one out of Apulka going into Smyrna too for 366 cents a mile. What else we got? There's another one. So there's three vehicles taking you into Atlanta right here. Still not spectacular rates, but better than 50 cents a mile, for goodness sakes. But
is it the so you got north, northwest? What's the other? What's the first load? You got your second load is northwest. Oh,
Smyrna,
west.
Smyrna, Marietta.
So then.
Yeah, so you got a Tampa, 19.6 miles west of Tampa. Then you got. This is next to Orlando, so you would hit that on the way out, so that's not a big deal. Longwood is going to be the same deal. That's over by Orlando. So you'd start in Tampa, hit Orlando as you're going out to Georgia.
Which, again, drives
that's
home.
True right there.
If you've watched the whole show, part of it, none of it, you get the picture that knowing this decimal of miles and its location around the center metro of a city is critical to booking and dispatching loads that make sense.
Yes. Because otherwise you might be, you know, if you didn't know what this mileage is here, it could be 50 miles away and you took the load and then you got a cold call and cancel the load because it's so far away your driver's not going to make it or, you know, or he doesn't want to do it or something
and,
like that.
Hey, I'll go back up.
This
go
is
back
an
up.
In-op.
Do me a favor. Go back up for one second. I just want to say. This $350 load, let's just isolate and look at this box. You got the money, you got the cents per mile, you got the year, make, model. Oh, where'd you go?
I did the drop down so you could see all of it.
Yeah, but do the undrop for a second. I just want to point out what's in this box. I'm liking some of this. Year, make, model, I got the curb weight, I got the dimensions. I got the company, I got the phone number. I got the mileage.
Yep.
I got where to where, I got the date. This is better than it was. Am I wrong? We're getting closer.
I thought this was about what we had. Yeah, I mean, we are.
Yeah, but we didn't have the cents per mile before. We didn't have, what are we missing? What needs
to be? Yeah, we had the cents per mile.
Why do I have to click the drop down? What is not in this box that I need to see in the drop down?
Look.
Yeah, what am I missing? Because I don't want to click the drop down. I really don't.
Here.
I don't have time. I'm busy.
Okay, so I can see some of what we're missing. Okay, so look at this. You're right. You see this? You click down. It says contact Matthew for dispatch.
All right. I need to see that in the box. There's no need for me to click a caret to see that. There's room. Where is that information? I want to see that.
Yeah, the only way you're getting it is if you do the drop down box.
Well, dang
it. So they're not letting you see the miscellaneous additional info. No. So that would explain why I keep getting calls asking where it's to and from, because they cannot see this unless they do the drop-down box. Because I always put in additional info, like if it's dealer to dealer or Mannheim to port or anything like that. Or,
you know,
or text me at this number.
And check this out. And you know what's great? When you click the drop-down, look, it's in three places now.
Yeah.
Which shows you that nobody can figure out how to get this information without the drop down.
Yeah.
Do we have four places? I hear four places. I hear five places. We got reference info in five places. We're going to go with six places. Do I hear six places? I got seven places. I got seven places of additional information because nobody can get in the drop down box. Was sold at seven places.
So here's the other thing that you don't see when you're just seeing this. You don't see their ratings. And you don't see their pickup hours. See what I'm saying? You don't know if this guy's a good company or not unless you do a drop down box. Because that's where your ratings are. So I just don't understand this.
We're getting closer. And here's what we know is if we broadcast the frustration, there are pieces of the pieces of the bloody pinata land near folks that may or may not be able to get that to the information centers. Does that even make sense at all?
You know what else is not on there?
What?
The order ID. The only way you can see the order ID is doing the drop-down box.
Yes.
Look, there's your order ID.
This is your champagne moment. Ladies and gentlemen, we have forced everybody to click the drop-down box because we have hidden the order ID. It's brilliant.
And then here, like this ratings and stuff like that. I was wondering why it's paying. So that's what's going on with, I'd probably want to go through this line by line to make sure what really is missing. Yeah, that's the things I'm seeing missing so far, right?
We're going to, the busted people are still getting busted like crazy, and we're going to hide the order ID. Yeah, we're going to do it. Okay. Okay, thanks. All right, see you, bye.
Oh, look at that. Did you see that? Okay, so look, let me go back. How do I go back? Damn. General info. Okay. So, see how it says two mixed vehicles? So, do you find out what the vehicle is? You have to fit this two total or vehicle info. Look. If it has more than one vehicle.
What does it say?
You have to click another button to find out what the vehicles are.
What is it?
No sense.
Where was it originally? Do the unclicking. Show me the original box.
So you got to go to general info. Let's go back up this. Okay.
So what is this? Oh, it says two mixed vehicles. All right. So if I want to know what they are, what do I need to do? I click it. I open the drop down.
I click the vehicle.
But I still don't have it.
Then you still have to hit vehicle info to get the info.
That's genius.
That's stupid.
I love it.
I say stupid, you say genius.
Yep. We made it so they have to click three buttons to get the vehicles. Yep, better than mix.
Yes.
Totally. Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah, totally. Let's see what else there. I think that's... Yeah, so we're clicking multiple buttons when before... Let's go to a regular central page.
I'm glad somebody's having fun.
This is what we have for regular page. Yeah. All the information is all there on one page. You don't have to click nothing.
What?
So we had to do three clicks to find out. Yeah.
Oh, no.
I mean, that makes no sense.
It was too easy.
Yeah, that's what it was. It was too easy for us to
figure out.
And now we have to make it.
We can charge more. How does this work?
Because we made it harder for you to work.
I don't know. It's a pretty smart formula, though. I tell you what, that algorithm, the charging more algorithm, is genius.
Okay, so this guy put that he's moving two vehicles for a dollar. Let's click, and I'm just curious if there's money someplace else. No. Bid your price on Super Dispatch. All right, people, go to Super Dispatch and bid your price.
Well, there you go. That's why we had to hide it. They're trying to send people away. Hide it.
And
just put the dirty laundry in the closet and shut the door.
And so they list them as two mixed vehicles too, and they're Harleys. So not everybody can haul, you know, haul a Harley either.
Yes, but Sue, so
why wouldn't they just list them as motorcycles?
You may not take the time to find out they're Harleys. They get moved. Driver shows up. Not our problem.
Yeah. I don't. Yeah, this is ridiculous to me.
Okay. All right. All right.
I don't remember putting.
I apologize for being unfair to logic and comedy, and I want to say that none of this is anyone's opinion. It's all just a bunch of blah blah and speculation. Live is irrelevant and doesn't hold any water.
Nope.
That's gonna be a nope for me.
See, look at the loads going to Louisiana on here are ridiculous. 36, 39 cents a mile.
Oh, no.
The rates have dropped considerably. Yeah.
Sorry.
Oh, hey. Here's a good one. Here's a good one to Birmingham from Orlando for 425 with that Alabama load we had going on up there.
Ooh.
And this is another two mixed. Do they tell us what they are?
But see, now that Dodge, you know, Charger, you have to click it three times. Easy peasy.
Yeah. Yeah.
In fact, there's a video. Just need to make a video. Listen, just use the click three times easy peasy method, and you'll be right on your way.
Well, it looks like there's loads going to Birmingham. There looks like there's loads going to Atlanta on here.
Birmingham.
It's not pretty, though. I mean, here's a three-pack right on here. It's only 42 cents a mile. From Longwood to Knoxville for $8.43, and of course we got to click it and click it.
Clickety click.
We're looking at.
We've updated the easy peasy three click to just clickety click. That's actually what we've been working on.
Yes.
We renamed it.
Yeah. Yep. And that's cheap. So, what's this? $4,500. I bet. Let's go clickety click.
What are you guys working
on? What do we got?
We're renaming it. Are you improving it? Well, we're renaming it.
Oh, look. Okay. So it's just four 2500s, which most people cannot take.
Clickety click.
Going from Largo to Scott.
Do you find yourself
paying well
in the clickety click? Click around?
That's a good one going to Memphis. That's not. That's Mobile. It's kind of screwy how they're putting all these on here. And I don't know if anybody has been using this or not. I notice it's harder to see the loads than it used to be. Probably because we have to do all this clickety-click crap, though. But
well, listen, is there any way to get rid of that box on the right side? I said this before, and I'm going to show this.
This yes.
Look. Right, a third of your screen is sitting there. Is there any way to?
Yes.
There is?
Yeah, I moved it. I took it off.
Okay.
Yeah, I just X'd it out.
Okay, good.
You don't have to keep it up there. I just,
because I don't want to sit and stare at that all day.
It's still difficult to see the load because they've made the money more important than where it's picking up and going to. See how tiny these are compared to the money?
Well. Listen,
you
Sue,
still, this is important.
But we need more white space. Hang on. I got to hold on. Yeah. More white space? Really? Okay. All right. Thank you.
And then you can't look at their ratings. See, because when I'm looking at a load, I look at where it's going to and from, what it's paying, and I look at the company. And I want to be able to see their ratings right there in my face. How many ratings they have and what's their percentages, because then I know what I'm going to do. And having to click on these, and it says 100%. But it doesn't tell you how long they've been in business. And it used to say, well, it does say here. Let's look. Look right here.
100%.
It says.
That's so funny.
1,482 ratings, 99.9%, right? But then we go back to this stupid thing. Where the hell is it at? Hold on. I gotta go find it. That's not it. Can you call Tierra? She keeps calling me.
Well, I've been talking.
I don't know why she keeps calling. that. Okay. So we know they're 100%, but we don't know how many ratings they have. So they could have just started business now. So we got to go click to another thing to figure that out.
Oh, man.
That's just stupid.
YM. Parking lot is empty, so the rates are dropping. Yeah. Central Dispatch must have outsourced their website to some third world IT company. Diesel prices going up, rates going down. That is auto transport business for you. You don't want to see the low rate loads anyway, so you just clickety click. Thanks, YM.
So I love
funny.
It.
God, that's funny. Oh, hey, well, last piece of business, and then we got to go. And hopefully, Michael, hopefully we shed some light onto the Tampa Route Scout. Final recommendation, is it Alabama?
Alabama, Georgia. Or Atlanta. I mean, like I said, I always try to take the least amount of miles and get the highest amount of money when you're leaving a hard location like Florida or Texas or California, because the least amount of miles you put out there, then you're not eating so much as far as expenses. Then you get to like Birmingham where they pay really well. You're going to make up your difference there. Georgia, not so much. Georgia's gone downhill. So if I was going to take either of the two, I'm either going to do Louisiana or I'm going to do Alabama, to be honest with you.
Okay.
Just because the rates out of Georgia have gone, they plummeted again, and there's hardly any loads out of Georgia either.
Well, and it's so competitive. It's Atlanta. Difficult. Orlando, Atlanta is I don't know. Orlando, yeah. Atlanta versus Atlanta, Dallas. Which one's more competitive? Tough one.
I think I mean, they both suck most of the time. Because Atlanta to Dallas, they want to undercut you on a regular basis. I mean, they want you to do those lows for like 3 and 350.
Oh man, and now. Now you're in a contest with a buckaroo. All right, I've probably gone too far. Let's talk about overhang for a second. Overhang. Chris was like, "Okay, so Missouri law, no overhang. Check." But you get some, or do you? Do you get any overhang? Let's say you're a three. Here's our scenario. Let's say you're a three car. And you're over a foot and a half on the back and a foot and a half on the top. How we doing?
No.
Nothing.
No.
No, yeah.
You're screwed.
Okay, so it is
you're
zero.
Screwed if you get busted.
Oh.
Yes. I've literally had a driver go into Missouri. And now, keep in mind also, they don't want you to have the back of your truck on there either. They want it just your flat bed or nothing on there. And, I literally had a driver get stopped, I think right outside of Springfield, and he had to unload his trailer, drive it. He went to Chicago, took the back of his truck off, drove back, and got the load. That's how crazy it is.
Oh, man.
So watch Missouri.
That's craziness. We'll stay tuned with that. So thank you, Chris. That's a good question. Final thing is that Sue, we were talking about, I had gotten the question, do you guys have a dispatcher checklist? Now, you know about the dispatcher training series, but Sue, let's say you've got a greenhorn dispatcher. Nothing wrong with that. But you want to make sure that you dot your I's and box your T's or whatever they say. What do you do?
Right.
Is there a workflow?
What do I call it? I have a name for it. But anyways, it tells them, explains to them what I expect for rates for drivers, how you handle certain things with verifications, how you verify at, for example, IA and Copart, how you verify a residence, how you verify a dealership, how you verify Manheim and Odessa, how you explain to a new driver about how you pick up at Manheim and Odessa. I've got a booklet that I give to every new person, and I expect them to read it, follow it, that kind of thing. But as we're training, we go over it repeatedly over and over again. Now, as far as finding routes and that kind of thing, I always try to say you want to stay with your main hubs, like big cities, because that's usually like where you're going to go to get out for the next place. So if you're in Atlanta and you go to Columbus, then you know you're out of Columbus the next day, kind of thing. So, and that's kind of how I train people, because there's certain areas that I know that you're going to get really good rates out of. So that's where I want to send them that way. So even if you're in Atlanta and you're going to Columbus, and you can do Cincinnati and Columbus together, or you can do Columbus and say Cleveland together, but you can't do Cincinnati with Cleveland. It's too much distance. You won't get picked up and delivered all in the same day. And that's the whole goal here, is to turn and burn. So you cannot spread your driver out so far that they cannot turn and burn. So for example, if I'm going to Cleveland, I know I'm going to get $1 a mile per car out of there going someplace. And the thing about it is, if you're going to do that, so say you're going to get $1,500 and you're going to St. Louis, and it's only like 560 miles or something to St. Louis. You want, if you're going to send them to someplace like St. Louis, you need to already be looking out of there to go to the next place. Honestly, I don't like St. Louis except for the first of the week when we're driving. We've got a driver that lives, a couple drivers that live in St. Louis. So I don't come back to that place unless I absolutely have to, because the loads are kind of crappo. I like to send them to places like Alabama, not necessarily even Tennessee. Am I off here? Are you on there, Jay?
I'm still here. I just, I was looking at the time and reading an email, but no, you're throwing down. Here's the thing. Here's the point. Okay. I'm still, is that.
Lost your picture.
Yeah, well, exactly. My picture. So okay. The thing is that, as you can see in the, when you ask the question, do you guys have a checklist that I can go through? Well, right. I mean, we've got a giant manual that we can kind of bullet,
yeah,
but there's just so much to it that no, we don't actually have like a checklist.
Yes.
Right.
But no, if you it's stay more training every day.
Exactly. It's training. So stay tuned to Dispatching Live. We appreciate you tuning in and joining us. Sue, thank you so much for the contribution, wisdom, input, etc. It's amazing how fast we go through 90 minutes.
Yeah, it is.
Another great show. I'm going to put this one in the books. I want to thank everybody in the live chat. I want to thank you. And if you missed, listen, if you missed the live show, you can put comments below. Or if you're on the podcast, I was telling you, Sue, the podcast is growing, which is really exciting. If you're on the podcast and you missed the show, go to autotransportintel.com. Send me an email, autotransportintel@gmail.com. And we want to help. We want to get to the heart of the matter. That's what we do here on Dispatching Live.
Yeah. We want to help you. Because there's a lot of stuff out there that people are not going to come across until it actually happens. So if we can help you avoid a problem, we would be glad to do so.
We understand your pain. And that's what we're here for. So, and if you are, whether you're in pain or causing pain, either way. We want to help you understand what's happening. So thank you so much for being a part of it all. Join us tomorrow live on Cars on the Move. Tomorrow is actually, it's the end of the month. Tomorrow is the melting block of ice with Tim. So it'll be Jay, Ty, Tim, connecting dealers, auctions, and carriers, talking about the melting block of ice. A vehicle is a melting block of ice to the dealer that owns it, to the bank, to the finance company. That thing's got to get turned and burned and sold. And that's why they're calling you every 5 minutes. Where's the car? Did you pick up the car?
Yep.
That's why they're calling every 5 minutes, because it's melting. So, all right. Hey, everybody, thank you so much for putting it in the live chat. You know what time it is. Say goodbye, Sue.
Goodbye, Sue.
All right. Take care. We'll see you next time. Thank you guys so much.